morning, honey.
Shh.
I know you're still tired. You have work later, and I shouldn't be waking you. I've got to get going. The bus comes soon. But just wanted to say I'm thinking of you. I enjoy you. Last night was wonderful, and I didn't really get a chance to tell you. So I'm telling you now, and I want you to remember. Remember my voice in your ear. Drift back into dreams, sure, but lose yourself in me for a little while too. Regret it when you have to drag yourself out of bed. I'll regret it in a second when I do. Regret that we can't just cling together. I like a sloth on my favorite branch. You bent silly under the weight of me, and my voice purring you aroused and drippy. The nearness of me. When I get home, I'll get a shower, get the bed warm, and we'll lay right back down. The weekend is ahead. We'll make out all the way out our door, down the stairs, into the kitchen. I'll press you against the counter. Find a frying pan with one hand, do my best to make food, run my hands electric down your spine, grip your buttocks, plant you up on the counter. Kneel on the little stepping stool I use to reach things on the highest shelves. Bring my face level between your legs. Make sure you can hear the smacking of my lips, the light kisses, the temptation until you ask more directly. My hands on your buttocks, scooting you closer, encouraging you to push down at an angle and ride toward me, knowing my lips will set you shivering. You, desperate, clinging, trying to reach down to at least pull my hair or rub my shoulders, desperate to deliver any sensation to my body, but knowing I want to be the only one delivering anything at all, a lick, a kiss, and eventually, when we get hungry enough, a truce. So I can return to making breakfast, and you can devise a counterattack, and I, in apron alone, can pretend I fail to see it coming. Then each of us will see the other likewise. See you after work.